Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1634, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. The papers in Bioker's desk out, and Chambers and myself placed all these papers in the office next to Frank's private office. These papers were within 10 feet of Frank's desk. Among other papers were quite a number of order blank books, similar to the one which is attached as Exhibit A to Darley's affidavit. These carbon copy order blank books remained in the place where they were placed by Chambers and myself from the time Poker left until the time I left there. All the time I was there, the only man who ever had the uniforms in practical use was Frank. The books used by Leo M. Frank were always filled in the office adjoining the office occupied by Frank. I was frequently down in the basement. At no time did I ever see any scratch pads or blank order books in the basement anywhere. The uniform custom and practice was to take daily the trash on the elevator down into the basement and have it immediately burned in the furnace. I never did see any scratch pads or order blank books sent down there. During Christmas week, an inventory was taken and a general cleaning up was had. Frank personally requested me at that time to go down into the basement and see that the trash swept up and carried down into the basement was burned up. I did that. The trash taken down into the basement at this time, there was not one single order blank book, as far as I knew or could see. All of the trash moved down into the basement at the general cleaning up. On Christmas 1912 was burned up as per Frank's instructions. The trash from the basement was burned up as per Frank's instructions. I am now with the Eagle Pencil Company as a photographer. I have charge of the finishing department of the A.K. Hawks Company. Sometime immediately after the murder of Mary Fagan, Hugh M. Dorsey, the Solicitor General, brought the original notes to me for the purpose of having same photographed. Attached hereto and marked Exhibit A is one of the first photographs which I made of the order blank note. At Mr. Dot Dorsey, quote, S. request, I sent to the Eastman Kodak Company, Rochester, New York, and secured what is known as a color plate, the purpose being to develop, as far as possible, the number. Attached hereto and marked Exhibit B is the photograph produced by me by the use of said color plate. Furthermore, by the use of this color plate and lenses and powerful magnifying glasses, which I had examined as carefully as I could, the original note and the